Now we're talking about the psychology of closing. The psychology of closing is very, very important for us to understand. Closing is the most painful part of the sales presentation. Closing is the part that we as salespeople hate the most. We become the most tense about it, the most reluctant, and it is also the part that the customer hates. As it gets closer and closer to the close, the person gets tenser and tenser. And our job as salespeople is to structure the sales presentation in such a way that we go to the close and we go smoothly through the close. It's almost like there's a bump at the end of the road, and we have the approach, and we have the presentation, and we have the part where we arouse desire, and then we have this bump where we have to get into action. And our job is to get the person over that bump as smoothly as possible, to make it as painless as possible. And I think the best example of what I mean is the story of the old fellow who calls up his dentist, and he says, "Bill," he said, "I got this rotten tooth and it's got to come out, and I just wonder how much you charge me to pull a tooth." And he said, "Jack," he's known him for years and years, he says, "Well, Jack," he says, "charge $35 to pull a tooth." He said, "Well, geez," he says, "Bill, that's a lot of money. How long does it take?" He said, "Well, it takes about a minute." He said, "$35 for 1 minute?" He said, "Isn't that ridiculous?" He said, "That's absurd." He said, "Well, Jack," he said, "if it's the time that's bothering you," he said, "I can take as long as you like." You see, we have an obligation to our clients to go smoothly through the close so that it's as painless as possible, because whenever we reach the point where we're making a buying decision, we start to feel tense, we start to feel nervous, our solar plexus starts to tighten up, sometimes our heart rate goes up and our throat goes dry. And especially if it's a big decision, we become very, very uneasy, because often these decisions are irrevocable. We have this great fear of failure, and our job is to sweep the person through the close as rapidly as possible once their buying desire has been aroused, and get them past the close and into wrapping up the details of the purchase. So our job is to plan the close in advance. And it's very interesting. Some people say that what you should do is you should plan your close in detail and then build your sales presentation on top of it, instead of planning the sales presentation and putting the close on top of that. Plan exactly how you're going to close. And wherever you're in a sales presentation and it's obvious that the person's interest and desire has been aroused enough, then you swing into the close automatically, and you have a step-by-step 3, 4, 5, 6 steps where you go straight through the close. You should know that so that you can do it in your sleep. All sales professionals have their closes planned word for word in advance. All amateurs, all people who spin their wheels in frustration year after year, just fly by the seat of their pants every single time it comes to the end of a conversation with their heart pounding and their heart in their throat and sweat on their forehead and hoping and praying with their fingers crossed under the desk that the person will take it. Major requirements for closing. You must be positive, enthusiastic, and eager to close the sale. The customer's requirements must be clear to you. You must know what it is that they want and need. The customer must understand what you're offering and must understand the value of what you're offering to them, which you found out from asking questions. The customer must believe you, and they must believe your company. They must trust you. There must be a degree of rapport and friendship. The customer must desire to enjoy the advantages of the offer. There's no point in trying to close the person. Have you ever been on a used car lot where you walk on and you look at the car and somebody comes up and says, "Why don't you buy it?" And you turn around and you say, "How can you make a living selling with as insulting a line as that?" You've looked at the car for 3 seconds and they come up and ask you to make an offer on it. Why don't you make an offer? You don't even want the car yet. The product must be suited to the customer. In order to avoid high-pressure selling, those 4 requirements are necessary. The prospect must want it, the prospect must need it, the prospect must be able to afford it, and the prospect must be able to use it. Very, very important, the only pressure that you use in a professional selling presentation is the pressure of the silence after the closing question. The president of this company was buying a $350,000 computer. Put everything on computerized operations. And the computer company had been in, done an analysis, checked it out in every detail. They had prepared a proposal. They'd come back. They had put together the whole sales package, and they were coming in for the close. And he wanted to see how this computer salesman was going to close a $350,000 sale. So they came in, and the president of the company had his controller and had his accountant waiting to go over the final details. The salesman came in with his engineer and his computer programmer, and they sat down. And they went through the proposal, explained how it would be installed, what would be involved, what the warranties would be, how much help they would give them, additional consulting, and right down to every single ingredient, and then the price, and then the total price, and the final contract. And he said, and if you will just authorize this right here, we'll get started on it right away. And he ticked it, put the pen on it, and pushed it across the desk. And the president of the insurance company said, I saw it coming. He said he was going to use the silent close on me. I knew exactly what he was doing, and I just smiled at him. And he knew exactly that I knew exactly that he knew that I knew what he was doing. And so he smiled back at me, and I smiled back at him, and he smiled back at me, and we sat there for 15 minutes. And I was going to see if he was going to crack. And for 15 minutes, we sat there smiling, and there wasn't a sound in the room. And finally, he said, I signed it, and we both laughed. The pressure of the silence after the closing question.